This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. One of the many themes of our continuing coverage of the COVID economy, the pandemic widens inequality. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on health risks and economic risks for communities of color.
New research from McKinsey & Company explored the impact of COVID-19 on Black Americans, looking at the industries and geographic areas where Black people are working. Shelley Stewart is a partner with McKinsey.
39% of Black jobs are at risk versus 34% for the broader population. And yeah, some folks may say it's only 5 percentage points, but it's a pretty big difference.
That could be close to a million additional Black jobs at risk. And that's echoed by research conducted by LeanIn.org, which found that risk of job loss is already a reality for many Black women in particular. LeanIn CEO Rachel Thomas.
We know Black women are twice as likely as white men to say they've been either laid off, furloughed, or had their hours or pay reduced because of the pandemic.
One example of many, 48-year-old Zabora Roanne in Raleigh, North Carolina. She was working at an early childhood education center with about 10 toddlers before she was laid off due to COVID-19.
I do miss them. I don't even know if they'll, even remember me.
She also doesn't know when she'll go back to work, but she's getting some unemployment insurance and financial help from her union. She was unsurprised Black women are feeling the economic impact more than others.
We're the ones that's in these industries that don't have health insurance, that don't have paid sick time off. We don't make a lot of money. So we're suffering a lot right now.
Thomas at LeanIn says the current economic shock is exacerbated by the inequality present before the pandemic.
Women on average are paid 18% less than men here in the U.S. It's worse for Black women. They make 38% less than white men. It's worse for Latinas. They make 45% less than white men.
Thomas says those lower wages translate to less savings, which means less of a safety net when women are faced with an unexpected job loss of an unknown duration. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.